This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. New details in the deadly shooting of a rural Kentucky judge last night. Authorities say the suspect, Sheriff Sean Steins, was accused in a federal lawsuit of failing to investigate his own deputy for a repeated sexual assault of a woman in the judge's chambers. He's in custody now. ABC's Faith Abube is on scene.
Several law enforcement agencies responding to reports of gunfire inside the Letcher County Courthouse just before 3 p.m., finding 54-year-old District Judge Kevin Mullins suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. He died at the scene.
Israel's military says it carried out a targeted airstrike today in southern Beirut, killing a key Hezbollah operations leader. It says is responsible for decades of attacks. It includes the bombings of the U.S. Embassy in Beirut in 1983 and the Marine Corps barracks. Former President Trump has no campaign events today. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning in both Wisconsin and Georgia. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Cases of whooping cough are 10 times higher across Wisconsin right now than this time last year, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. More than 600 cases have been reported to officials. In all of last year, there were only about 50. Two-thirds of Wisconsin counties have had at least one person who got sick from the infection. Kids ages 11 to 18 account for about half of all cases. Minors should be up to date on their vaccines, especially young kids and babies. And adults should get an updated Tdap shot every 10 years. We know broadband access is an issue for many Wisconsinites, especially in rural areas. A new report gives the state a C- in broadband connectivity. The American Society of Civil Engineers put out report cards for each state. Their grade means Wisconsin is meeting most needs right now, but requires expansion to meet needs of the future. Wisconsin ranks 38th in the nation for broadband access. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Wisconsin continues to be a hot spot for politicians, having been visited by both presidential tickets in the past week. That will continue later today with Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris set to speak at a rally in Madison. Earlier this week, Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance spoke in Eau Claire. And over the weekend, Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz, who is also Minnesota's governor, spoke in Superior. The election is on Tuesday, November 5th. A man who was lost in a nature preserve in Buffalo County was found safe yesterday. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Office said that the 74-year-old man was reported missing after he didn't return to a meeting spot with his hunting partner. After going missing Wednesday, the man was found walking along railroad tracks on Thursday. Over 125 people joined the search, including a State Patrol aircraft and the DNR, before the man was found by the aircraft and eventually taken to safety by airboat and UTV.
Jordan Love might be ready to play this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Kuska with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. It seems all anyone can focus on is the quarterback situation in Green Bay. Jordan Love was hurt in the season opener, but he might be available to play this Sunday. Love said he's feeling better.
He's definitely feeling a lot better. A lot better from when, you know, the injury happened in Brazil. So, you know, the whole thing is, like we said before, just taking it day by day. Trying to see, you know, how it feels every day. And coming here, keep doing the treatment, keep doing the rehab. And, you know, was out there today and just trying to take it day by day and just keep feeling it out. But it's feeling better.
If Love can't go, Malik Willis will get his second start. His former team, the Tennessee Titans, hosts the Packers Sunday at noon. The NL Central champion Milwaukee Brewers lost Thursday 5-1 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. The loss puts the Brewers three games back of the National League's best record. Same two teams tonight in Milwaukee. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Kuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Sunny as we push into our last weekend of summer. Highs today will reach the low 80s and soar to the mid 80s tomorrow. Showers and storms move in Saturday night, soaking us at times on Sunday. And as we flip the page to autumn, our temperatures fall to highs in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, host of Amicus, a Law Review, joins me. Are adult content creators being discriminated against at work? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Live on location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody, live from the beautiful Greene County Courthouse in downtown Monroe, Wisconsin. We are live for the 110th Cheese Days in Monroe. Ladies and gentlemen, the Elphorns of Cheese Days in Monroe. That is the way to start off a show live from Cheese Days in Monroe. The beautiful Elphorns, Mr. Zomerin's back in Madison. How about that for a way to start off a show?
Well, that was just fantastic.
It was fantastic. It's a beautiful day. We are live on location. Lots of guests coming up. We have Brady and Brandon Ewing at the bottom of the hour. Matt Flynn in hour number two. There is a naval reunion in town. We're going to be talking about that. Of course, we have our goal for the gold text to win contest and so much more. But right now, my lovely and talented sister, Heather Galloy, who is here helping it out today, took a vacation day for her teaching job up in Eau Claire, my brother-in-law. Heather is out there with our Elphorn players. Heather, tell us a little bit about what's going on with the Elphorns.
Welcome to Cheese Days in Monroe, right? That's
right.
An opener.
Absolutely.
So here we go. If you could introduce yourself and who's with you and tell us a little bit about your group, that would be awesome.
Okay, I'm Heinz Mattman. Next to me is Greg Long, John Knechtenhofer. He's from Kansas City. George Albright, John Kolstad, and Ed Brand. And we're the New Glarus Elphorn players.
Fantastic. How often do you guys get together and how did you come to play today?
We get together once a week and we play in all the festivals in New Glarus. So we're playing all the time. Yeah.
Fantastic. Excellent.
How many guys, is that all the guys in the group, or how many?
Are these all the guys in the group?
No, we usually, if everybody's here, I think we should have 9 Elphorn players.
Wow, and do you travel up from Kansas City for every festival?
every festival, sure. This is Green County or this Cheese Days. I come specifically to participate in this event. It's great.
Well, it's a fantastic event to be here.
I noticed a little bit of a Swiss accent here. Is he originally from Switzerland?
Oh, the accent, yes. I was born in Switzerland. Came over when I was 15 years old.
Wow, that's fast. How long does it take to learn how to play an Alport? What did he say?
Did you hear the friend over here says it took him 60 years to learn to speak?
Over in 1953.
How long does it take to learn an Alport?
How long does it take to learn the Alport?
It took me forever, actually. I play the accordion, and if anybody that plays a brass instrument, trumpet, trombone, French horn, it's already, you got the foundation for that, so it's fairly easy. It took me a while, but I got it going back in 1965, so I've been at it many years.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And for those that are listening on the radio that aren't watching this on the stream, they're the great big longhorns. I'm assuming they're made out, what is there, a special wood, Heather, they're made out of? A special wood that they're made out of?
Is it made out of wood?
It's made out of wood, yeah. It's made out of wood. It's spruce wood mostly, and it's actually made from a pine tree that grows out of the side of the mountain. They cut it off in half, to halfway, and put it back together, and then there you got an Alphorn.
Wow, incredible.
It's mostly used for entertainment nowadays, right. But years ago they used it to communicate from mountain to mountain.
Right, it was a communication device, right, at one time in Switzerland.
Yeah, right.
That's great.
It goes a long ways.
So for listening on the radio, they're the great big long wood horns. You have to have a little bit of a thing to put them on, a stand to put them on. Think of the Ricola television commercials, right, for the Ricola lozenges or whatever. They're beautiful horns and great Swiss dress. And these guys are here today and tomorrow, Heather?
You're playing tomorrow again?
Yes, we are, yeah. We're on pretty much all weekend.
Wow. Yeah.
Do you have a regular schedule of events, or you just play when you get together?
It's on the schedule on the stage.
We also just wander around and play.
Yeah.
And that's
I love that.
That's what's so great about Cheese Days is you're going to come here. There's no admission. It's free admission. And this is the kind of authentic Swiss entertainment that you're going to get down here in Monroe for Cheese Days, free of charge. And you're going to hear these beautiful Swiss Alphorns from New Glarus. Guys, thank you so much. Anything else that we didn't mention they want to mention?
Anything you want to share about your group that we didn't cover?
You can also hear the New Glarus Men's Choir and Yodler Club performing this weekend, as well as the Schweizergruppe, which is Swiss folk music, and other great Swiss entertainment all weekend long.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you all very much. You're going to do one more song for us. What song is next? What's the song next, Heather? Heather, what's the song next? What's this song?
What's it?
What's the song they're going to sing now?
What's the song you're going to play?
Am Dorfrand.
All right, very good.
Excellent.
Here we are, the New Glarus Alphorns live here at Cheese Days in Monroe. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the beautiful Elphorns from Nuclearis. Thank you, guys. Thank you so very much. Really, really appreciate it. Wow, that is a way to start off a show, Mr. Zommers. How about that? Did that come through okay on the radio?
It did. How long are those things? Like 10 feet?
I can't hear you. Hang on 1 second. We got something wrong here in the old computers. Hang on.
I am wondering how long they are. I don't know if he can hear me, but
we'll see here. Well, I can't hear you, but can you hear me okay? Give me a thumbs up. All right. It's been one of those days to try to get our technical stuff going on, but it's a beautiful day here. You can kind of see we're changing cameras around a little bit. I got my Swiss hat on here. I got my 2024 Nuclearis or my Monroe Cheese Day shirt on. We got the Nuclearis Elphorn players in the background. You can see on the video that the horns are so darn tall. It's just, I mean, it's crazy. It's just fantastic, and it's just a lot of fun to see these guys all out here. So that's the kind of fun you can have at Cheese Days in Monroe. Things have just kicked off here in downtown Monroe on the square, just off the Greene County Courthouse. There is a big main stage. We've got yodelers going on. We might have a yodeler on the show a little bit later on. We have a roaming accordion player. We've got cream puffs. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. We've got the Greene County beef producers as well right over here. So all kinds of great activities going on here in downtown Monroe from Cheese Days in Monroe. It is the 110th annual, or the 110th, I should say, Cheese Days here in Monroe, Wisconsin. And again, got Gary Grossen going to stop by, our master cheesemaker, a little bit later as well. He's going to do just great things, I'm sure, and talk about one of his people that he knows from the University of South Dakota that's actually an international person as well, an international cheesemaker. This is an international event here in downtown Monroe, so talking about that as well. And then coming up at 12:30, a little bit of a break from Cheese Days, so to speak, we're going to have our ongoing contributor, Brady Ewing, and his brother, Brandon Ewing, going to talk a little bit. Look, they're still playing in the background. It's fantastic. They're going to be talking a little bit about Badgers and what it's like to be a brothers. Is a brother-sibling rivalry a real thing, at least in sports growing up? Our old friend Matt Flynn is going to be here in hour two as well, and some other Navy veterans. Again, a big naval reunion here as part of Cheese Days this year. And who knows what else could happen. We'll have cheese eating as well, some wonderful cheese curds as well. And my sister and brother-in-law and everybody else is here, so we got all kinds of great activities from Cheese Days in Monroe. I'm really looking forward to it, Zommers. I'll let you give your impressions here, and I'll see if I can fix my system. But what do you think so far of the coverage here on Cheese Days? I'll see if I can hear you.
I am very impressed by everything that's going on there and really excited. One of my friends from college is going to be visiting this weekend, and I hope that we can convince him to come to Cheese Days in Monroe with us. I would really enjoy that. Get to see some of the Elphorns, get to participate in the world record polka dance, all of that good stuff. I really hope that he's down for that. And I think he will be. He's generally a very friendly guy, and this seems like a very friendly event. And yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Excellent.
So things are, we're making progress here, Zommers, in Monroe. It's going to be a great event. Really looking forward to it. We're going to kind of reset here a little bit over the break and be back with even more from Cheese Days in Monroe. Remember, it's free. It lasts goes from today. Tomorrow, of course, is a run and walk in the morning. We have Boogie and the Yo-Yos here tomorrow night around 9 o'clock. And then on Sunday, the big race and walk as well going on. The big Swiss Colonies Cheese Day Parade on Sunday. Also, big events happening tonight back in Madison. We have Vice President Kamala Harris in town, and as well as former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, and civic media will be all over that a little bit later on tonight as well. So lots of news, lots going on, and of course the big festival here at Cheese Days in Monroe. We're going to try to jam-pack it all into the next hour and a half or so, hour and 20 minutes. Stay tuned. More live from Cheese Days in Monroe, and you're listening to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Some big ideas being shared at the Cap Times Idea Fest in Madison. Civic Media is proud to be a part of it and will broadcast the one-on-one discussion with Liz Cheney. Hear why the former Republican Party leader does not support Donald Trump and more on Friday, September 20th at 7:30 p.m. Coverage featuring Liz Cheney live from Idea Fest, Friday night, September 20th at 7:30. On your local Civic Media radio station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome back to Cheese Days in Monroe. We are live on location. Todd Allball here with you on the Civic Media Radio Network. A beautiful day, an absolutely gorgeous day here at Cheese Days in Monroe as I do some live engineering here on location. Things are kind of switching out here as we speak. This is the fun of being on the road. You never know what's going to happen next year, and we're going to try to bring on my lovely and talented sister, Miss Heather Galloy. Let's try out, Heather. Test you, 1, 2.
Test.
Oh, look at
here
that.
Here we are.
Bringing you on here, and this is fantastic. Thank you for doing that. Look, she's even got her Civic Media t-shirt on there, Mrs. Umbers.
Representing.
Right.
Representing more than I am.
Well, that was a great job. And you're a teacher by trade, but you know how to talk to people.
Well, you know, a class.
Comes with the territory.
A group of horn players. It's all the same.
How cool is that, though?
That was incredible. I've never seen this live.
Really?
Like that. No.
Oh, yeah.
Again, let me just express, this is my first Cheese Days.
And we're very happy about that.
I am. I'm excited to be here and already super impressed with all the things that are happening around us as we were setting up here. It's just like you can feel like the movement of people and the addition of people. Like it's just starting to really get going here today.
Yeah. And we were, your husband, Mike, my brother-in-law, living in Eau Claire. We came up with Pat Kreitlo and Trigvi Olson and covered the Northern Wisconsin State Fair up at Chippewa Falls. And either you or Mike said, this is kind of like a mini state fair, right?
Yeah. You started listing off. There are the cheese curds. There's the beef producers. There's the beer.
Cream puffs.
And you got to cream puffs. And I said, well, I went to the state fair without going to the state fair.
Right.
It's fantastic. Yeah.
It's almost like a little southern state fair, really.
Yeah, it is.
And it's not little, I should say. And the cool part is, which I really appreciate, is they transform this beautiful town square with this historic courthouse in the middle. That, by the way, we should before we go any further, we should thank our mutual friend Rob Wheat, another Richland Centerite, a Richland Center native, who is an architect and helped do the part, not all, but part of the restoration. In fact, where we're sitting right now on this new kind of terrace is where Rob helped do the architecture for. And the Greene County folks were so kind as to let us set up here because of Rob's contact. And because you have this beautiful courthouse, historic courthouse in the middle, and a vibrant downtown all around it, and they transformed this into a festival grounds.
It is beautiful. And the restoration here is just incredible. It really looks great. And you're right, it creates this square type of situation like you're in Madison.
Right. That's a good...
Yeah.
So like instead of the state capitol in the middle, you have the Greene County Courthouse.
Right.
And there's all kinds of food. And the other cool part is, and for people on families on a budget or anybody on a budget, you could come here and there's no admittance fee.
Right. wander around, look what you want to look at. If you want to purchase something, awesome. If not, you can just admire it as you go by.
Yeah, that's
And the music, right? There's music happening, so you don't have to pay to listen to a concert. There's live music everywhere.
And it goes all the way to midnight tonight. So you've got a full calendar of events here. As a matter of fact, now see, you've got it on your phone. I'm still an analog guy living in the digital world. Yeah. So I have the Greene County paper, the Monroe Times, as a matter of fact. So here now, in your Monroe Times paper. Today on Friday, we have a lot of things going on. You have Kerry Christensen, the master yodeler right now. He is on stage right behind us. And then all kinds of children, a Cheese Day Children's Parade at 5 o'clock. More opening ceremonies tonight at 6 p.m. tonight. The Elkhorns, you heard to start off the show, they're going to be playing on stage at 7:15 tonight. And then a big mariachi band. And we talked about this yesterday, that the integration of a lot of the Hispanic community into the cheese-making industry. And so they're going to celebrate that with a great mariachi band at 7:45 tonight. And then at 9 o'clock, from 9 until midnight on the main stage on the square here, FBI and the Untouchable Horns, a big brass thing, I'm told.
Oh.
I know.
That feels like it might feel like a little Chicago.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The horns from Chicago. That.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's gonna be fun, and then the Cheese Days Chase, which is the run walk, is gonna start at 7:30 tomorrow morning, and then all kinds of things going on throughout the day tomorrow as well. So it doesn't matter.
Are you gonna get up and participate in that 5K?
Not tomorrow. Kurt's brother-in-law and nephew are.
Okay.
They're gonna be here tomorrow. I have participated in it. Kurt and Florence and I, our friends, ran in it 1 year. And the cool thing is that the Monroe race, there is a free beer and a cheese sandwich waiting for you at the end.
That's worth walking it.
Right?
I could survive that for some beer and cheese.
Right? I mean, that's worth the price of admission alone. And then, of course, tomorrow afternoon, they're going to do the big polka-in where they're going to the world. They're going to try... I'm told not try, do. They're going to set the Guinness Book of World Records for the biggest polka dance. That's going to be at 2 o'clock straight up, but get here early at around 9, and you have to sign. The first 3,000 people get a button. You sign up, and you can be part of a Guinness Book of World Records. How about that?
Count me in 100%.
You and I are going to poke it till the sun comes up.
I love that.
And then tomorrow night, have you ever heard of, ever seen Boogie and the Yo-Yos?
Here's what I'm going to tell you. I thought they were an Eau Claire band because they've played in Eau Claire so often, and I've heard them so often that I just thought they were local. And you said it, and I was like, well, yeah. But clearly, they travel all over.
they're from Appleton, Fox Valley
area. Yeah.
But you've heard it before.
They're fantastic.
They're one of my favorite bands ever. One of my favorite Wisconsin bands.
Right.
So Boogie and the Yo-Yos tomorrow night at 8:45 on the main stage behind us as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, of course, on Sunday, you have the Swiss Colony Big Cheese Days Parade. That's going to be fantastic as always, and more rides and things. There's a carnival here. There's lots of things for kids to do. There's historic cheese making. We talked to Gary, Master Cheesemaker. That's going on throughout the weekend as well. Tomorrow, the big demonstration, I think, is around noon tomorrow. So it doesn't matter where you're at. There's all kinds of great things to do. Come to Cheese Days in Monroe. It's going to be perfect weather. Look at this. Not a cloud in the sky, Heather. Not a cloud in the sky.
Crystal blue skies.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And Elkhorns and yodelers and cheese.
Beer and cheese.
And beer and cheese. What more do you want? I'll tell you what you want. You want our friends Brady and Brandon Ewing, and they're coming up. And this is going to be fantastic because Brady comes on the show about every other weekend.
Right.
Every other week and talks about, a lot about Wisconsin football and pack. But now Brandon, because our mom has lobbied. Our mom, back when Michelin said, has lobbied for Brandon to be on the show. And so I'm not
sure. Well, it's equity, right? And then we need to bring the sisters on.
Right.
We can't play favorites with the Ewings because they're all amazing.
They're all amazing people.
Yeah.
But this is going to be a lot of fun because we're going to talk some sports and life with Brady and Brandon. And then we're going to do a little thing called How Well Do You Know Your Bro?
I love that.
What if they,
nothing like a little game, a little poke of fun back and forth, right?
Exactly. All right, stay tuned. Brady and Brandon Ewing on the other side. Matt Flynn in hour two at a naval reunion. It's the All Ball Show live from Cheese Days on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Busy time of year is coming up in the agriculture community, and farmers and farm workers do not want to miss any time. I'm Ben Jarba with the Midwest Farm Report, and Tom Haupt, the DHS respiratory disease epidemiologist, gives recommendations on what vaccines these workers and farmers should get for this season.
We're going to be strongly encouraging influenza vaccine, COVID vaccine, especially for those temporary workers that come in who probably do not have insurance or are very underinsured. So the vaccines, again, they're not mandatory at all, but we are strongly recommending that the farmers and their workers get vaccinated against the influenza. Influenza can be devastating. It can lead to many different complications, including pneumonia. And unfortunately, we have had deaths in the past.
If a farmer or farm worker wants to get one of these vaccinations, Tom Haupt says that you can find where you can get these vaccinations on the website vaccines.gov. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and the markets are coming up right after this.
Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have farmers yielding out an additional 2.7 bushels per acre over A-Series. This has everyone talking, not just farmers. Case in point, a trucking company wrote, "Morning, noon, and night, it doesn't matter. I'm hauling Z-Series. The phone doesn't stop ringing. Even my home number, it never stops ringing." Well, it's fair to say Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans are making quite an impact. Unleash your greatest harvest yet at pioneer.com/newera.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarba with the Midwest Farm Report. And remember to follow along with us on all things agriculture by downloading our app, The Farm. You can download it at thefarmwi.com or by finding it on your app store. Now let's take a look at the markets from Chicago. Corn is ticking lower to start this Friday as it's at 401¾, down 4 cents. November soybeans are seeing some losses today as well at 1004¼, down 9 cents. December wheat contracts are seeing a tiny bit of strength as we go through the day here, up 3 cents at 568.5. Milk contracts are taking big jumps today as October contracts are at 2432 100 weight, up 33 cents. And November contracts for Class 3 milk are at 2352 100 weight, up 43 cents. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sunny as we push into our last weekend of summer. Highs today will reach the low 80s and soar to the mid 80s tomorrow. Showers and storms move in Saturday night, soaking us at times on Sunday. And as we flip the page to autumn, our temperatures fall to highs in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey. And how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach,
Coming up on the show, Mr. Global will be here to talk about gas and energy prices. Send in your questions to Jane Says at civicmedia.us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that setting sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done, but we were just getting started. I was saying to you,
welcome to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location here in beautiful downtown Monroe. It's pronounced Monroe. I'm here with my lovely and talented sister, Heather Galloy. All locations pronounced Monroe, but back in the day, Coach Vitus Rip, infamous football coach at Richland Center, which I had the privilege of working under, we had a guy, Kevin Monroe, on the team. We used to call him Monty Monroe. Called him Monroe. And so whenever I say Monroe, I say Monroe in honor of Coach Rip. And you knew Coach Rip.
Yeah. I was one of the few girls that took the weightlifting by Ed class. And he was used to call us my great gals. How are my great gals?
My great gals.
Apparently, I knew how to do a squat. And so he would always... Look at this form. Look at that.
Okay. Heather, that means a lot. I mean,
it was a compliment, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to bring on a couple of guys who knew Coach Rip very well as well. It's a big Richland Center reunion here in Monroe. Joining us live. This is big, by the way. Live via StreamYard. Usually we just get to hear him on the phone, but our ongoing contributor, he is a three-time Big Ten champion, former captain of the Badger football team, and spent 3 years in the NFL. Mr. Brady Ewing joining us live via StreamYard from Richland Center. And by acclaim of Heather and I's mother and much lobbying, Brady's older brother, Brandon Ewing, also joining us from Richland Center. Welcome into the show, guys.
Finally. Hey,
you know, my list isn't as long as Brady's, but, I'm happy to be here all the same.
Well, no, this is fantastic because you played sports and you are you still coaching Brandon in Richland Center? You coached for a while.
Yeah, so just kind of my story is I coached high school basketball at Richland Center for 7 years. It was awesome. It was great. Life and family happens, right? So kind of took a step back, and actually it was right before the whole COVID outbreak. And, I missed it dearly, but there was a lot going on. So and then kind of transitioned to now. Actually, last year I got roped into coaching a fourth grade boys basketball team with a good friend of mine here. And it kind of got the juices flowing again. So. It's awesome. I love coaching. I love kids. I love giving back. That's kind of what Brady's been about, our family's been about. And, it kind of stems from David. We love it. We love it.
Well, and for those regular listeners of the show, they know this, but for those who don't, Heather and I's mom and your parents live a house apart on the same street, Richland Center. So we see our families a lot up there on the hill. And you guys took your kids trick-or-treating to mom's house last year, and mom called me up, and she said, "You have Brady on the show all the time. Why don't you have Brandon?" And I said, "I don't know. I would love to have him on." So finally mom is happy. I don't know if you're paying her, Brandon, but we're glad you're here.
And I love your mom. What a sweetheart. But yeah, I kind of have like a quarterly spot with our local station at WRCO with Phil Nee, and he's amazing. And it's like talking to an old friend. So, but I usually, after I do that for about a week after, I get a lot of, "Hey, I heard you on the radio. It sounded great. Why don't you do that more?" It's like, "Oh, okay. Right. Well, thank you."
And see, Brady doesn't get that because Phil has a lot bigger audience than me. which is true.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Right. I know.
Called it out.
All right, Brady. We're going to ask you both. Let's start with Brady. As Craig Kilborn used to say on the Late Late Show, I'm going to put it in his vernacular, Badger football. Brady, what up?
What up? I love that in the pre-notes, too. Yeah, I just feel like they're searching for an identity. You know, they're struggling to be great at anything. Obviously, they played some tough competition last week. The previous 2 weeks, I think, could have been a good point to establish that identity. But Yeah, and then you got some injuries that come into the play too, which are inevitable in football and in sport in general. So,
yeah.
To be honest with you, I've probably, with being busy with the kids and flag football and youth soccer in Richland Center, which we've talked about before, which is crazy on Saturday mornings, yeah. That I think I've only watched probably a full game amongst the last three, but have had caught snippets here and there and just feel like they're searching for an identity.
And I've heard that repeated by some of your former teammates in various ways, whether it's J.J. Watt or Joe Thomas or others. They keep bringing up the phrase you just used, Brady, which is there's no identity. Explain to people that might not be familiar with football or Wisconsin football, what does that mean in your eyes or in some of your former teammates' eyes when someone says the team just doesn't seem to have an identity?
So to be able to do anything, you have to do something really good. So I think of Wisconsin football, when I was there, it was power run game. And there was defenses that would literally call out where we were running the ball, how we were running the ball, who was getting the ball, and we just were gonna impose our will on people, and that was our identity. Mm-hmm. And so we were able to do different runs off of that power run game or different pass situations off of that run game to allow us to have success and move the ball consistently. So in order to have a good functioning offense overall, you know, you need to have some foundation to build on. And for Wisconsin, that was always the power run game. You know, lining up in the eye with tight ends and fullbacks in the backfield, getting downhill and wearing people out over the game, playing the time of possession game, and, doing it really well at that time. So it feels like they're still trying to run the ball more than I anticipated, but haven't been incredibly successful at establishing it as a go-to then build off the rest of the offense off of.
Brandon, in your eyes as a coach at the high school level, I think at any level, whether it's high school all the way through professional, you want your team to have some kind of an identity. And again, I don't know a bigger, better booster of your brother during his time, particularly at UW, than you and your entire family. You watching his games and his time at UW, but also being a coach at the high school level, what do you make of this Wisconsin football team? And why is it that even high school teams can have an identity, but the Badgers just don't seem to have one?
Yeah, and actually what Brady said was spot on, you know, and kind of alluding back to the high school perspective, Dave Ewing would always say to me, Dave Ewing, by the way, was my assistant coach when I was coaching at Richland Center. So
your dad.
Yeah, my dad. And it's a family affair. And he always used to say, Brandon, what are we going to do better than anybody else? Okay, what are we going to hang our hat on? And honestly, you know, I look at what, you know, kind of Tom Oates said it best, you know, what does the Badgers do better than anybody else? And honestly, there's nothing. And I get it that, you know, yes, there's a change of philosophy. Okay. Yes, there's new players that he's got to get acclimated into the system. Okay. Is NIL an issue? Absolutely. Okay. But we're Wisconsin. Okay. We are the Badgers. Madison is magical. It sells itself. And I'm telling you, Coach Fickell, if you needed a recruiter, I'm in sales. I think I could sell Wisconsin and Madison to anybody. So,
look at that.
I love that.
We have solved the Wisconsin problem right here.
It's an easy sale. I don't understand why we can't get and keep top talent. It's Wisconsin. It's right. Wisconsin. We need that. We expect that.
But do you think, Brandon, and I'll ask Brady the same thing, do you think, I mean, I saw where Ohio State was going to their boosters and saying we need more money for NIL to get these top players. I mean, Ohio State, one of the best funded programs in the country, let alone the Big Ten, even with the expanded Big Ten. You know, is it that Wisconsin just has to come up with more money, or what is it, Brandon, and then Brady?
Brady, do you have a good answer there?
Not really, because I don't really understand how that – I mean, I understand in general terms how it works, but, not really.
I mean
– honestly, it's just a transient game right now. You look at some of the – not the top-tier, you know, FBS schools, but some of the lower-tier schools. I feel like they're still having that camaraderie in that team, and that's allowing them to come out and compete on certain games here this year early – and probably more going forward, but they've been able to compete because they've kept intact that development philosophy and maybe don't have the money to throw around. But for Wisconsin, they're having to compete at that top tier, and it sounds like, you know, finances could be a barrier to that.
That was my question, too, to both of you. The portal, the NIL stuff, all of that shifting, constant shifting. I feel like in the past it was everybody wants to be a Badger. Come and be a Badger. And now it's I want to go somewhere that's going to give me the best deal. And there isn't that loyalty to teams that has always been in college football or college basketball, any of those NCAA teams. And how is that affecting all of the teams?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a, you talk about identity. When I was at Wisconsin, offensive identity, power run football. But then you talk about Wisconsin identity in general. It was a developmental program that brought in guys that were kind of the heartbeat of the team from the state, loved the Badgers, loved everything about that. And then you go, you know, cherry pick some talent from throughout the country that, you know, from Florida, Texas, you know, out east were kind of the hotbed areas at the time. That was really the identity of the team. And I felt like that developmental approach where you come in, you learn the system, you get better over 2 years, you know, somebody gets hurt, maybe you jump in before that, but you know, you kind of wait your turn, you develop, you grow. And, you know, I think the basketball team's been like that too. So things are definitely being flipped on their head a little bit. And I think that's where McIntosh is trying to adjust to that with this type of a style. But again,
Brandon,
just to jump in then, you know, you talk about the basketball program and I mean, it is Wisconsin basketball is what I know and love. And, yeah, I look at some of the talent that's left over the last, you know, 2 years. It just breaks your heart because it's like, yeah, I get it that, you know, we want, but Brady's identity is right. We have been a developmental program, and we've done a really good job of that, you know, starting with Coach Ryan, and it's just transitioned through. But that landscape's changing, and it's either you evolve or you die, okay? Yeah. So, and we're kind of in that middle ground. And what worries me is not just with the football program, but with the basketball program, is at what point does the fan base become apathetic? You know, as we talk, Madison's magical. You saw it on Saturday. Everybody was excited. You know, you've got the game days, the Fox Big Noon there. Amazing, amazing atmosphere. Okay, again, it sells itself. But, okay, how do you guys just take that magic and grow, you know, and that apathy, if you don't, people are going to shut it off.
I think one of the saddest days, not sad, but I mean, most impactful days for me last year, Coach Gard, before one of the events at the end of the season, he said to the press, look, I have to learn that I can't be emotional anymore about this. I can't look at these guys as family anymore. It has become transactional, and they have to adjust to that. It makes me sad, to Heather's point, that this whole Wisconsin family thing may be a bit of a past. But to both of your points, I think that's where the sport is going. Brady said this before. We're moving into basically, you know, a Premier League and whatever. I mean, it's moving into a smaller version of the NFL and the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not wrong.
So, all right, let's. We're running out of time. This is ridiculous. We should have you on for an hour, but your time is precious. I want your quick take. 30 seconds from each of you. The Packers, Jordan Love goes down. Willis comes in. The Packers seem to be adjusting better than the Badgers to their injured quarterback. Brandon, 30 seconds, then Brady.
Shows who can scheme and who can coach. You know, I look at LaFleur. LaFleur is better without 12. Love Aaron Rodgers. Love what he did. But I tell you what, it's really shown the mystique and the game planning behind. I mean, if you can make Malik Willis look good.
He looked fantastic, by the way.
He did. You know, a game manager through and through, but he did his job in the line. I tell you what, that line, God bless him.
Yeah. Brady?
How about the center puking on the ball in that story? Yes! I don't know if you guys saw that. As a former athlete, I just absolutely loved that, and that was brought up in the media. So... yeah, it was nice to see. Okay, they went out and found somebody, I think traded for Willis, were able to get him off, you know, for a trade or something a week and a half, 2 weeks earlier, for him to come in and be plugged in and to be able to compete and help the team win games. Like, that's the NFL. You gotta show up week in and week out.
Had you ever seen that before, either in college or in the NFL, where the center puked at the ball and still hiked it and had to play with it?
I've seen plenty of guys pew, but never on the ball and then continue to play and get a first down. So pretty cool.
And Willis asks, or LaFleur asks Willis after the game, why didn't you throw it? He goes, well, I had puke on it. I thought that was fantastic.
You can't make that stuff up.
No, you can't make it up at all. So we're going to come back. How well do the bros know their bros? We're going to come back with more of that after this. It's to the Todd Allball Show, live on location at Cheese Days, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Springsteen.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
Matt Nair on Air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
It's a
gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
You feel it in your bones,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome in to the Todd Allball Show Game Show Hour, live from Cheese Days in Monroe. My co-host, lovely and talented, Vanna White. No, Heather Allball Colloid. She has her skirt on, though.
I'm here to assist.
Yeah, very good. All right, time now as we talk to a three-time Big Ten champion, former captain of the Badger football team, and spent 3 years in the NFL, Mr. Brady Ewing, who joins us on every other Friday, and he has brought along his world-famous bro, as he self-described black sheep of the family, but I'm not so sure about that. Brandon Ewing also joining us, and time once again to play How Well Do You Know Your Bro? Well, this could be fantastic. So we're going to ask you a question, guys. You write down your answer, and then we're going to compare and see here at the end which one of you knows your brother the best. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, very good. All right, what is your brother's favorite musical artist? What is your brother's favorite musical, or who or what? Yeah, your favorite musical artist of your brother.
It's easy for me.
You'd know mine.
I know yours in a heartbeat.
What is it?
Kenny Chesney.
100%. Kenny Chesney. Yeah.
Did you know it?
What?
No, I know Todd's.
Yeah.
Kenny Chesney, 100%.
Is yours Kenny Chesney, Brandon?
No.
Oh, stop. Yeah. No cheating.
He knows me better than that.
You're not a Kenny Chesney fan, Brandon?
I mean, everybody loves Kenny Chesney.
What do you think?
No, he's not my favorite.
All right.
All right.
Brandon's gone through so many musical fads. That's a really tough question.
Really?
We'll find out.
All right. Question number two. And this is Heather's. This was Heather's contribution. I love this. When your brother dresses, because you're what, 2 years apart? How far apart are you in years?
Five?
Yeah, six? Are you really?
Really?
All right.
Okay.
Well, when your brother.
Did you ever have to share a bedroom?
Oh, yeah. For a while.
Okay. All right. This is fantastic. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
When your brother gets dressed, does he put on a sock and a sock, shoe? Or is it sock, shoe? When your brother dresses, Does he put on both socks and then both shoes, or a sock and a shoe and a sock and a shoe? That comes from Archie Bunker, right?
That's Archie, yeah, All in the Family. That was a debate.
I have a follow-up question on that one later.
All right. All right. All right, question number three. When watching a game, a sports event at home, or live, what is your brother's favorite choice of beverage? What does your brother like to drink? His favorite choice of beverage when watching a sporting event?
That could be anything.
Well, yeah, but
this one's also evolved through the years.
We'll do the most
recent. As an adult.
Yeah, as an adult. Mm-hmm. All right, number four. Who was the receiver of the most discipline from your parents? Growing up, who was the receiver of the most discipline from your parents, the lovely David and Andrea?
Now, did Brandon kind of give this away with his earlier
comment? Well, I don't know. Maybe. We'll find out.
All right. You'd be surprised.
Okay.
And the final answer, the final question here in how well do you know your bro, especially having shared rooms, which one is messier? Which brother is messier? Brandon or Brady? Brady or Brandon? Which one's messier? All right. Mm-hmm. You guys ready?
Yep.
Pencils down. All right, here we go. Question number one, name your brother's favorite musical artist. Brady, who is Brandon's?
I went with Dierks Bentley.
Brandon?
That's wrong.
Wrong.
but here's the circle of Brandon, yeah. Right? Like, I kind of, in the last, 4 or 5 years, kind of turned into a hippie. And
really?
In a good way. So I love folksy. I love bluegrass. Nice. So you want to know my answer?
Yeah.
I love Trampled by Turtles. I don't know how many people know them.
Trampled by Turtles.
That's deep.
Yeah, they're a Duluth band, and that has made it kind of big here. But it's kind of like that edgy bluegrass. Love it.
Hey, all right, Dierks is like top three, right?
Dierks is top three. You definitely. All right,
you're close.
You're gonna half a point, Brady. Yeah. Brandon, what did you write down for Brady?
Eric Church.
Correct.
It is correct. All right. Very good. Yeah. All right. We got to go quickly, guys. Which is your brother? A sock, sock, shoe, shoe, or sock, shoe, sock, shoe? Brady.
Sock, sock, shoe, shoe.
Is that correct?
You got it.
Oh, nice. Got it.
Brandon.
Sock, sock, shoe, shoe.
Correct.
Wow.
All right. Here's my follow-up question.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't believe that anybody does sock, shoe, sock, shoe. I refuse to believe otherwise.
Really?
Nobody does that.
All right.
Why would you do that? Okay, continue.
I don't know. We're tight on time. Here we go. favorite beverage of choice, Brandon. What's Brady's favorite beverage?
I was going to say like an iced tea.
Brady? Is that right?
Water or iced tea, yeah.
Wow, water or iced tea. All right. Brady, how about Brandon?
I said a non-alcoholic beer or an iced tea.
You got it.
Wow. Look at that. All right. Iced tea.
Who is the biggest receiver of discipline in the Ewing household? Brandon.
Brandon.
I mean, all right, double winners. All right. And the final question, who was messier growing up in the room? Brady.
I said Brandon.
And I said Brandon.
All right, good.
This is very good.
That's good.
Bros know each other.
They know each other.
Yeah, that's so. I guess technically, what Brandon wins, right?
Because he got the music.
The only question that was wrong was
music
about the music. All right, congratulations, Brandon. By 1 point, you are the winner of How Well Do You Know Your Bro?
Todd, Heather, not only am I the winner of this contest, I'm taller. I'm better looking. I've got all of it. I've got all of it. Complete package here.
And humility.
Got him. Nice shot.
That's fantastic. Here, first of all, I want on the air. I want to put this out there. You guys got to come back together because this is fantastic. There's so much more we want to know, like growing up sibling rivalries. I mean, you have two sisters. Just high school alone, of you two and your two sisters, who is the best athlete, in your opinion?
I mean, Brady, but Brittany was a stud. Brittany was a stud.
Big volleyball player, right?
Yeah. Basketball, volleyball.
Yeah.
So, all right. Very good. Well, this has been fantastic, guys. Thank you so much.
Aaron.
We'll have you back soon. Brady, Brandon, Ewing, thank you so much. Stay tuned for Hour 2 next, live from Monroe on the Pacific Media Ready Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, the lovable producer Conrad is being vague about his plans on his night off. But I will be joined by the awesomely talented Amanda Nimmer. And Terry Barr swings by on a bar band Friday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.